Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dan Petrilla is on the phone. Everybody is talking about your article in the Chicago Trib, Dan, because let's face it, the fact that somehow $2 billion in federal funds that were designated for unemployment insurance they're gone, right? They're never coming back?
As far as we can tell, you know, it's a little unclear what efforts are being made by the federal government or the state government to recoup this money that was for gig workers, freelancers, other people who don't normally qualify for unemployment who were made eligible for the program through some of the early pandemic relief efforts by the federal government. But an audit out from the state auditor general yesterday showed that the state did a pretty poor job of tracking and making sure that the money was going to people who were actually qualified for it.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. I was one of those people. I filed with IDES. I filed for unemployment insurance during the pandemic while I was off the air and in between radio stations. And I got hijacked. I mean, somebody got into my account. And when you call and you report it, they tell you they'll call back in 5 to 7 days. Well, at that point, the money's gone, and whoever took the money is gone. So it was a bigger problem than I think people realized at the time. Or was the state aware it was happening and didn't do anything to prevent it?
The state was aware that it was happening. They took steps to try to prevent it, and it, to be fair, was a pervasive nationwide problem that states all over the country were seeing during the pandemic. One of the things here in Illinois is the Department of Employment Security really, until this recent audit, hasn't been able to put a dollar figure on the amount of money they lost through this one particular program. We still don't have a real firm figure of the total scope of total money that might have been lost to fraud during the pandemic across various programs. But this one in particular seems to have been an easy one for people who were intent on committing fraud to get into and get the money.
And were a lot of those people overseas?
You know, the audit didn't really cover who might have claimed the money, where it went. One of the problems that the auditors ran into is that the department didn't have really good data on who the money was going out to, so it actually relied on an estimate from the state agency to put a price tag on the level of fraud in the program.
So what's interesting is if it was a nationwide program, and I'm asking questions that the auditors couldn't uncover, I'm sure they asked even more in-depth questions, how are we ever going to get to the bottom of it?
Well, there are federal agencies. I know the Attorney General's office has previously said that they're cooperating with federal authorities on it, and I think it's an open and very good question whether we will ever get to the bottom of it and whether you know, the federal government will ever be able to recoup any of this money that went out to people who didn't deserve it.
So 212 fraudulent unemployment claims were filed, but they didn't release a dollar estimate on the theft, despite requests from you and lawmakers. Was it a system that wasn't prepared to deal with the onslaught of claims that came along with the pandemic?
That was certainly part of the problem. The state also pointing the finger at the Trump administration, saying that they didn't implement proper safeguards and proper rules and guidelines in this new program that they set up very hastily, with the laudable goal of trying to help people who were out of work in the early stages of the pandemic during shutdowns and things like that. But they're really trying to pass the buck to the federal government, and in particular the Trump administration, for dropping the ball on this.
You mentioned that other states were impacted or had the same problem. I mean, how does Illinois fit in when compared to the other states?
Based on the amounts that were in the audit and the level of information we have, it was hard to kind of do an apples-to-apples comparison, but the state provided some figures that, California had $20 billion lost to fraud, Michigan somewhere around the range of $2.8 billion in imposter fraud. Hard to do the comparison because I'm not sure that the figures match up to the exact programs we're talking about here in this particular audit, but certainly a pervasive problem and one that was not unique to Illinois.
And so, Dan, while you're trying to do this article for the Chicago Trib on the Illinois audit that found $2 billion in pandemic unemployment fraud, found that they lost it, did you meet resistance? Did you find, did you uncover everything you wanted to uncover?
Well, there are always more questions to ask than we're able to get answered, especially with a, you know, quick turnaround deadline story. Was a bit disappointed that the head of the Department of Employment Security wasn't made available to go through some of these questions to dig into some of the specifics. They did send us a four-page statement with some bullet points and different background pieces of information, but always preferable to have a direct conversation with the person at the top to try and get some of these questions answered.
And you ended your article in the Trib about how during the early months of the pandemic, the agency had paid hundreds of claims to people whose birthdays would have made them older than 90 or younger than 14 or sometimes just babies. Did they respond to that?
Yes, that was based on some previous reporting that my colleague Joe Marr, who's been covering this issue, did. And that's another issue that they've been trying to get a handle on, trying to do what they can to figure out who is responsible and to recoup that money if they can. But this is going to be a lengthy process and one that I'm not sure will ever be successful in making the state and federal government whole again for the money that went out to people who didn't qualify for it.
And has it become a partisan issue now?
It has been since the beginning, everything having to do with the pandemic. Republicans, especially in an election year where they are looking to make some gains in the legislature, potentially knock Governor Pritzker out of the governor's office, are pointing to this as another instance that they say, you know, the Pritzker administration has mishandled its job of managing these state agencies.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I had some hope that maybe some of this money would be recouped, that they would, you know, that we'd see arrests and convictions. But based on what I'm hearing from you, you don't even believe that's going to happen.
Well, we will see. You know, it's the criminal justice system moves fairly slowly sometimes. But, I just think given the scope and the range of the fraud, it's unlikely that we will ever get close to the total amount of money back.
Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve will update you on the news next.